your voices within their hearts. They are full of themselves in pride and rebellion. They must be awakened. We shall use the Lion of Judah's roar to awaken them fully into me.
From the days of old, you prophesied that the time would come when time would be fulfilled, when time would be at hand. Father, stretch out your hand over this entire land and wake up your people, and the people that don't even know that they are your people yet. Wake them up, Father God. Show them by your truth, by your mercy and your grace. Father, let them know that the time is at hand, that they have been being called through time, through events, to come to you, that this is now the time that they are to repent and to come to you. Father, the people that have said that they are your people, Father, wake them up. Father, show them that time is fulfilled, time is in hand, your trumpets have sounded. Repent, wake up, time has been fulfilled. He's coming. Get out of your rut. Don't be as the people in the wilderness who wandered in circles for 40 years. Your God has provided for you. He's provided your food, your clothing. He's spoken to you. He's been so gracious to you. He's given everything that you need. He's worked in your circumstances. You cried out to Him. He's given you strength to get through. He's taught you in those situations. He's given you victory in those situations. He's saying to you, move from where you are. Don't be a complaining, criticizing spirit, but move. Be in the moment of time that I have called you to be. Be in that moment, for the time is here. I am looking for a people who will open their mouth, who will stretch out their hands and proclaim the time. I am your mouth. I am your voice. I am your hand. Open your mouth. Stretch out your hand. Go from the place that you had stayed in your complaining, in your murmuring, in your rut, and moan. This is not a time anymore to be there. Time has run out as you know it. This is the time of the Lord. Death is pouring over America. The trumpets have sounded. Wake up! Wake up! You are to be at a chosen point of time, and you're not there. Fall on your knees. Fall on your face. Repent before me. Cry out before me. Worship me. Invite me. Thank me for all that I have done for you. Time is up. I have prophesied from old that this time would come. Where have you been? God says, where have you been? Let us come to Him where we're to be. If He wants to speak out the judgment for the land through your mouth, open your mouth, surrender to Him. Lay down your life. Lay down your burden. First Corinthians chapter 7, verse 29. Time, He said, was passing away. That time is short.
Says, don't be a stubborn people. Don't be a complacent people. Father, Lord, as this moment in time is upon us across the earth, let this be heard in one ear as your resounding trumpet, and in the other ear words that pierce and cleanse the heart. The wind is changing. All the earth and all that is in it is ready. His creation, the beasts of the fields, of the waters, of the air, His animals, the elements, earthquakes, volcanoes, hurricanes, tsunamis, fires, plagues, pestilences, the signs are all here. Death is now sweeping over America. Wake up! Hear the trumpet of the Lord resounding the warning. Be ready! The Lord says, be ready, surrender, repent, be ready. Father, remove apathy from our hearts. Remove apathy. Father, remove apathy from our hearts. screaming.
I have prophesied from old that this time would come. Where have you been? God says, where have you been? God is calling us to be in the moment of appointed time at this. What a time is this? This is the hour.
I thank you that Elijah is coming, O God. This is the coming of the great and strong.
He's resounding the trumpet call.
Oh God, there's an anointing that's coming in the end times. There's an anointing that's coming to prepare us.
The harvest is right.
Before the second coming of
Jesus. Saying, where are you? God. My people are here. Why is there no one who is burdened of my spirit?
I thank you, Lord.
Why are you going in circles?
Revelation chapter 11, verse 3.
Why are you not testifying
that you will give great power
to your victory
to your two witnesses?
Why are you not discerning the time that we're in?
Them, fire proceeds out of
to
their
preach
devours their enemy.
To others to repent.
If anyone will desire to harm them,
because time is up. Time is out.
These
the time is
the
now.
Shut up the sky.
No, there's no time to think about it.
During the days of their prophecy.
There's no time to consider it.
The waters that turn them into blood.
Make the choice and make it now. Father.
Father, I see the spirit.
I just pray that you will just sweep over this land, sweep over this world, and just bring to every heart, to every mind of every person who doesn't know that they belong to you yet. They're waiting in the field of the harvest. They're waiting for your messenger, your person who's awake to come to them and to bring them into the kingdom, your kingdom, Father God. We just ask, Father God, for your people to get out of their ruts, to hear the rebellion of your Father in their spirit, in their minds, in their hearts.
To move out of their hearts.
Quit complaining. When the people complain in the desert, God grew angry.
There's coming a corporate anointing.
He disciplined them. Consequences came. We will reap what we sow. Sow the harvest.
And old. But there will be a revival.
Father,
of the ministry
we just
of Jesus.
Pray for your conviction to go out over this land, for them to wake up, for us also to wake up. Your death is pouring over America. It's here for America. It's not another country anymore. It's America. The earthquakes are going to come.
Elijah.
God is commanding his creation to be ready in both animal and in element. We are at the hour.
Demonstrations of the Holy Ghost and power.
Of wars, pestilence, and drought. The end is upon us. He's coming with a shout. These are the signs in Matthew 24. Look up. He's standing at the door. Because the end is upon us. Look up for a sign. We know this is the hour. Yes, this is the time when Yeshua comes to take his bride away on the seventh day. And 1 Corinthians 15:52 says, in the twinkling of an eye, with a trumpet blast, we'll be there at last to meet the Lord in the air. The dead will be raised, and we'll all sing praise. And you know, the end is upon us. Look up for a sign. You know this is the hour. Yes, this is the time when Yeshua comes to take his bride away. Now listen, there's not much time. Make sure you know the way. If you haven't already, accept the Lord today. Say, Lord, come into my heart. Forgive me and make me a part of your great plan. You are the Son of God, I believe. Cleanse me of my sin. I'm ready for your coming again. I surrender all to you. Take it all away. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, my God and my King. Hallelujah, I'm set free to fly away on the last day. When the trumpet sounds, I'm off the ground, right to my Lord. Look up to me today, because the end is upon us. Look up for a sign. You know this is the hour, yes, this is the time when Yeshua comes and takes us right away.
The trumpets are sounding. Repent and awaken from your slumber. People of God, wake!
of Jesus, we just pray that all these things will come on earth as it is in heaven. Your will, your destiny, your kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven, right now in the fulfillment of this moment in time. It is the time.
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Everything that is predestined in your will, may it flow forth onto this earth, and may it be fulfilled in your timing.
Don't be as the people in the wilderness who wandered in circles for 40 years.
gotta sink her down. Come down to where I'm living. Come down to where I am. Come down to where I'm living. Come down to where I am. Come down. Deep down in the deep. Deep down in the deep. Deep, 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 deep.
And this bird.